This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, hour two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Time for Movie Rental Hour. Myself, Andy, Richard will be joining us here in a moment. We'll take a quick break, come back, get things dialed in. Good, bad guys. Again, Andy, for folks maybe just joining us right now, what is the parameters of this?
Okay, once again, good, bad guys. That doesn't mean that you have to have villains.
Okay.
Okay. They can just be jerks. They can be, you know, guys, let's face it, are a lot rougher around the edges.
What about a guy that, guy or gal that makes like a last minute change in the movie and becomes, maybe good for just a moment?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. All right. So
absolutely.
Those sorts of things count as well.
It's as broad as people want it to be.
Okay. So call us. You can chime in on the phone. You can also text us, by the way, 307-282-22. You can call in too here in a moment. We'll get rolling here right after the break. 303-477-5600. So good, bad guys. Who is not a bad guy, by the way, is American National Insurance. Sometimes the guys that run into you are, but make sure you're properly insured. Paul Leuenberger, my agent, can take care of you today. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith would love to help you with your future financial plans. Call him today, 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Get dialed in with your estate plan today. Call Michael. Find him at klzradio.com.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done, and Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
Cybersecurity, big deal. I had a meeting at lunch about that today, and it is a bigger deal than most business owners think. Make sure that you're dialed in. Call John the Cyber Guy today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John the Cyber Guy today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, bad boys that are actually good one way, shape, or another. Richard, are you with us?
That I am.
All right, well, it is hour two. We're ready to roll. We got our break in. Andy's getting his laptop fired up here.
I'm shoveling in the coal.
He's shoveling in the coal, Richard.
What?
We know we're taking forever there.
It's on! I'm ready, Richard. You never have to wait on me, boy.
You're ready for now, Andy. Then here in about 3 minutes when you go to play us, or 2 minutes, I should say, you're going to play some soundtrack and it's not going to work. Hold on, everyone.
That's hilarious.
You're so harsh.
Unbelievable.
You're so harsh.
All right, let's do it. Make a round.
Okay, and Richard, did you hear the parameters there? It doesn't have to be a villain. It can be just somebody who's a jerk or rough around the edges, but a bad guy who is good. Sound good?
So we're doing bad guys that act good, or they really are good, but they play bad, or what?
That's pretty broad. A bad guy that does some good. We'll do it. We'll put it that way.
A bad guy that does some good. Got it. Who have we said? Anyone? We said anyone yet? So that you?
No.
We have not.
First round.
Here. Yeah, we've already gone through five rounds. You've missed a lot.
Knowing you.
My goodness. Okay.
Okay,
I think I'm just going to go right to one of the most popular ones, Loki. So here's Loki and Thor spending a little time together.
Yeah, I suppose I'll need my brother back. Oh, yeah, right.
I have been falling for 30 minutes.
You know this, you call yourself Lord of Thunder.
God of Thunder.
Tell him. I've never met this man in my life.
He's my brother.
Adopted.
Hey, let's do get help.
What?
Get help.
No.
Come on, you love it.
I hate it.
It's great. It works every time.
It's humiliating.
Do you have a better plan?
No.
We're doing it.
We are not doing get help.
Get help! Please! My brother, he's dying! Get help! Help him!
Still hate it? It's humiliating.
No, not for me, it's not.
So, there you go, Loki. I think Loki makes the Thor movies. What do you think, Richard?
No, he's a low key, huh? Get it? A low key, understated character in those movies, and that he does a good job at sort of providing humor and, like you say, being the good bad guy, if there is such a one.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because I'm a huge fan of Marvel, and I was always wondering how they would do Loki. Tom Hiddleston, the actor, I think they really picked the right one. I think they nailed it, don't you think?
No, he does a tremendous job, and obviously for the part that he's playing, which is kind of a difficult part, to be honest with
you.
Yeah. He accurately represents it.
Okay, you're up.
Yep, your turn.
All right, so, Dad, obviously you've been getting the same text I am, so don't be stealing these.
Okay.
Kids are providing.
Okay.
So my oldest, Joshua, says Bowser from Super Mario Brothers, because he just wants Peach, Andy. He just wants to love Princess Peach.
You know, just because you brought up Super Mario Brothers, I'm giving you the win. I love that movie.
Yeah, there you go.
I had so much fun watching.
I've got to make sure I'm writing this one down.
Bowser. I love it.
Oh, well, I thought Charlie had some. You're playing something for us? No, I guess not. Okay,
wow,
so now it's my turn.
Rocking, Charlie.
Yeah. I'm going to go 3-10 to Yuma, because at the end, Russell Crowe actually is good because he shoots all the other bad guys.
You stole one of mine.
Sorry.
I love Russell Crowe in that. I thought. By the way,
even though he's a bad guy all the way through,
wouldn't you agree that's an underrated movie?
Oh, one of the best movies. You know, I don't want to say best movies ever, but a really solid movie.
Yeah, that's another one I would have reviewed very highly.
It's one of those that no matter how many times you can watch it again.
That's good. That's really good. Okay, we got to do just a little clip here from obviously my favorite cartoon, Megamind.
Okay,
who is a villain who does good? Here we go.
Oh, this is bad. This is bad. You've fallen in love with her.
You are forgetting your place, Minion. Now give me the keys.
What happens when Roxanne finds out who you really are?
She will never find out. That's the point of lying. Honestly, if I didn't know any better, I'd think this was your first day of being evil.
No.
Okay. I just enjoyed that movie. It was a lot of fun.
You know what? That's one I've got to watch. I'd never have.
It's very stupid fun, and I like it. Brad Pitt, by the way, is also very funny.
Okay.
What do you think, Richard?
Brad, he's again, a low-key character. Although, again, Will Ferrell is still really good as Megamind there. But, yeah, Minion, he's kind of a funny little, like you say, a good bad guy. That's probably a good description.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, you're up.
All right, I'll go for my daughter, Emma, what she has, which is Prince Han in Frozen. He acts good. But then he goes very bad, right?
So he's the opposite, good to bad.
That'll work.
Okay.
Like it.
Yeah.
Prince Hans. I don't know if I've ever seen all of Frozen. Is that bad?
Well, for you, it's another horror movie.
Yeah. I guess someday I should watch the whole
type.
Thing at some point, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Hey, I just got texted. A good friend of mine said, Gru from Minions.
Oh, yes.
Does that count?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen Minions, so there we go.
Gru from Despicable Me.
Oh, there we go.
Or Minions.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, yeah, makes sense. I got it. Okay.
That's one of mine. Okay, how about somebody who's just not a reputable character, not a good guy, but he's the star of the movie, and here we go, Bill Murray in Meatballs.
The question is it worth $1,000 a week?
It sure is. It's the best darn camp there is.
Well, are you connected with Camp Mohawk?
Well, I think so. I'm the program director, Jerry Aldini.
Well, how do you justify $1,000 a week?
Well, we have some special programs. We're doing Shakespeare in the Round again this year, of course. Our political roundtable, Henry Kissinger will appear. Yasser Arafat is going to come out, spend a weekend with the kids, just rap with them.
That's amazing.
And the kids wanted animals, so this year each camper will stalk and kill his own bear in our private wildlife preserve.
Are you sure the children can hack that?
We'll see.
We'll see. He was funny. That other clip was funny, too, but I like this one.
That's not good.
All right. Richard, you're up.
All right. I don't think this one's a stretch, Andy, but I'm sure you'll so kindly inform me if it is. I'm going to go with Maui from Moana.
No, that's not a stretch.
Maui?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I agree.
He's sort of a bad guy, but yeah. Like not really bad.
He caused the whole problem.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
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 That's great. I should have had his song ready, but I don't. Go ahead.
This one might be a stretch, but I don't think so. Clint Eastwood in Good, the Bad, the Ugly. And I know he's the good in the movie, but really none of them are really all that good. But he's probably the good of the three.
I think you're totally right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because they're all gunfighters, no matter how you want to look at it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm totally with you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say everyone in Guardians of the Galaxy.
All?
They're all criminals.
Everyone.
Yeah, well, they're all criminals and low-life scum, and here you go.
Cease your yammering and relieve us from this irksome confinement.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with the walking thesaurus on that one.
Do not ever call me a thesaurus.
It's just a metaphor, dude.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are gonna go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I'm gonna die surrounded by the biggest idiots in the galaxy.
There you go.
That's good.
I know, but they're all villains.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, that's good.
And they become the good guys. Okay, Richard, you're up.
Oh, let's see here. Andy. All right, from my middle, Samuel, or one of my middles, I should say. Samuel, he says Hulk, Incredible Hulk, right?
Yeah.
He can be...
Because he's bad, you know, and can be good. Yeah, he flips back and forth.
Oh, yeah. I'll go with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally.
No one works.
All right, John.
Oh, let's see here. Because Joe hasn't called in, but he put this up on Facebook, so I'll steal it from Jersey Joe. Suicide Squad, all of them, kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, here we go. Here's a little Harley Quinn.
Okay.
What are you guys doing?
We're here to save you.
You were gonna save me?
It was a really good plan, too.
Well, I can go back inside and you can still do it.
What was that? I should kill everyone and escape? Sorry. The voices. I'm kidding. Jeez. That's not what they really said.
It's actually a good movie.
She's
the best.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
In that movie. I still think I, Tonya, to me, was her best performance, but she was great as Harley Quinn. Richard, what do you think?
Yeah, she was phenomenal. I mean, something about the DC, Andy, is just not as good as Marvel, as we know, but still a good collection of films, right?
I agree.
Absolutely. Okay, let's do one for me. Unforgiven. Got a little Clint.
Well, sir, you are a cowardly son of a bitch. You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
Sorry, I love that line. He should arm himself. Richard, what do you think? Did you like Unforgiven? I know it was pretty slow.
It's very slow. I mean, Gene Hackman's good, though, is always good. And a good, you know, good Western, right? Hard to beat.
Yep.
I really enjoyed it.
Good
okay,
good
you're
one.
Up.
All right. This one may be a little bit, you know, out there, but I'm going to go with it. Darth Vader.
No, definitely.
Yeah, because he switches.
Yeah.
He does. I mean, Philly dies, but, you know, sorry for ruining it for people. But, you know, he does die.
But he becomes good at the end.
Exactly.
So that's pretty good. All right.
Okay,
John,
I've
what
got
do you think?
One that Andy just sort
Is Darth in heaven? I just want to ask you.
No idea.
Oh, okay.
Andy just gave me an idea, though, when he was talking about Gene Hackman. So then I got to thinking, okay, Quick and the Dead, and there's several in there that I would consider to be bad yet good guys. And at the end, all of the quote-unquote bad guys are going after Gene Hackman, who's really the bad, bad guy because he's the ruler of the town. But Russell Crowe, who's actually a gunfighter-turned-preacher, goes back to gunfighting again at the end to make sure Hackman is destroyed.
Totally.
Good example of all of this.
By the way, fun movie.
Oh, great movie, by the way. Absolutely.
I had a ball.
No, another one of those you can watch over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right, make another round. Let's go.
Okay, guys, you got to have a guy who is not of the highest character, but he was a good guy. That's Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah, good one.
I'm your huckleberry.
There it goes.
Johnny Ringo.
You look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
Oh my gosh.
One of Val Kilmer's greatest performances.
It was. And in fact, that's just one of the great performances.
True.
I mean, that's true. Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs
true.
Level. That's
good point.
Forrest Gump. What a great performance.
He
what
makes
do you think?
The movie.
What do you think, Richard?
Oh, yeah, he did. I was going to say. He did make it in such a good. That's a good depiction. And by the way, two great pieces of it. Obviously, you know, Wyatt Earp and Kurt Russell were sort of the star of the movie, but
right.
I think that was one where Val stole the star, to be honest.
I think so. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
Would agree. All right. Who's next?
Richard.
All right, me. Let's see here. I am going to go with Ocean's 11.
Okay. Yep.
Because, of course, you know, they're all thieves, but you know, we're cheering for the thieves, right?
Yes. We are.
No, I totally agree. And that's so, a great one. It's on my list.
Yeah. Okay, I got several more on my list, but I think my next one's going to be, because this one I don't think you guys will think of. Mr. Rooney in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, because while everybody hates
him. What does he do good?
He's actually trying to take the bad guy, which is Ferris, because keep in mind, he's skipping school and being rampant about what he's doing all over school, and he really should be in school, and Rooney's trying to make sure he is in school.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you, because I'm going to say Ferris is the good bad guy.
He's a bad guy, actually.
Yes, because he's cutting school. He's lowering the moral quality of his friends.
Yes,
and the whole school and everything, but he's also...
Yeah, but then he wrecks a priceless Ferrari.
Exactly. He's a terrible guy.
Yes.
And yet, look what he does for his friend, bringing him out of
let
his cage, turning his life
go.
Around. And look at the dance and sing-along that he led on the streets of Chicago. Come on, man.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
All right.
He's a good guy.
Okay. I stand corrected. Mike, you're up. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I got two of them.
Okay.
Even though it was Hitler's favorite movie, and he liked to put the villagers in his mouth and chew on them and step on them, in the end, he was just a big misunderstood hairy ape. King Kong.
Okay.
I think you're right. He was misunderstood.
I think, and when you look at King Kong versus Godzilla, he's a good guy.
You know, when I watched that, I wanted to get some, like, little gummy villagers.
And eat them?
Yeah, I just thought, I don't know why, I was craving them.
Got it.
Go ahead, Mike.
and the evil Mr. Grinch.
Oh,
good
perfect.
Example.
Great example. My gosh, I can't believe I didn't think of that one.
Yeah,
that's dead
that
on.
That one works. Good one, Mike. Good job.
Well done,
okay,
Mike.
That's all I had.
All right, man. Appreciate it very much. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, do another round. And we're talking good, bad guys, and it's a broad topic, as you guys all know. We'll be right back. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. $100 off your next service. Call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
In a plumbing emergency, you need the most qualified plumber in the business on speed dial. You need Hi-Fi Plumbing. Hi-Fi has a team of local agents ready to respond to your emergency. They even have separate call center and dispatch agents. That means you won't get put on hold for eternity, and high-priority calls go directly to dispatch, saving you valuable time. Even during off hours or weekends, if it's an emergency, you'll get someone who can help you. Their response time is best in class, and you can read that for yourself in their more than 3,000 five-star reviews. For the month of April, they'll give you $100 off your repair. Just tell them you heard them on KLZ. High Five's techs are certified and constantly training for emergencies, so you're guaranteed to get the right tech for the job fast with High Five Plumbing. Just call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
I clog my toilet one too many times. I'll call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
All right, Premier Home Remodels. If you've put off a remodel job too long, don't do that any longer. Call Premier today. KLZRadio.com is where you find them.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel? Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
All right, Flesh Law, civil or criminal, give Kevin a call today, 303-806-8886.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, movie rental hour. Good, bad guys. Andy, you're up. Go ahead.
Okay, here's a film with Damon Wayans, and it's called Major Payne.
Oh,
and,
I remember that.
Yeah, he's got to take care of a bunch of kids, even though he is a murderous kind of soldier. Here we go. At one point, a little kid is scared of the bad man in the closet.
He's back, he's back.
Who's back?
The man who lives in my closet.
Oh, boy, get on out of here with that. I'm scared of the dark crap. Go on, now get.
Sensitive.
Now he's got to follow him.
He's in there. He's still in there. He ain't happy.
What was that?
Major Payne just terminated that Batman with extreme prejudice.
He shoots the closet.
Oh, jeez.
I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed that movie. Did you see that one, Richard?
I never did. But Wayans, he's pretty funny, so I'll give it to you.
I love Damon Wayans. Okay, you're up.
All right, here, let me go to my list. Oh, Bane from the Batman movie. Obviously, I'm going to go more than once. Even the old ones with, the Batman and Robin with Arnold Schwarzenegger and George Clooney and stuff. He was a good guy. He was just kind of doing what he was told by the pretty lady. In both cases.
I believe all men who have done anything wrong were conned into it by pretty women.
Pretty women have that effect on us. And you look at my wife. She got me into a lot of things.
Me too. Me too. Okay. John, you're up.
Speaking of pretty women, I've got the hotel manager in Pretty Woman. Because he's really sort of condescending and sort of a bad guy in the beginning when it comes to her being in the hotel and all that. Yet, in the end, turns out to really be her friend and helps out.
Oh, he's wonderful. Is that Hector Elizondo?
Yes.
by the way, another great actor.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
All right, let's take Conrad before we go to our next round. Conrad, you're up. Go ahead.
Dick Dastardly from the Wacky Races.
Say that one again, Conrad.
Dick Dastardly from the Wacky Races.
I never saw that one.
I've not seen it.
The cartoon show.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Remember the wacky races?
Yeah. Now I know. Good one. We'll take it.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yep, right. I got her down, Conrad.
All right, guys.
Hey, man, you're it. Have a good weekend, Conrad.
Man,
you bet. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
I love it when people come up with stuff I have not heard of.
You know, because we talk so much about the regular things that, I need a little fresh input every now and again. Absolutely. All right, you're up.
Well, this isn't going to be fresh. This is going to be, you know, Bill Murray often plays these unscrupulous characters who are actually good guys. And here we go. In Stripes, he's given his speech before they have to practice for parade.
All very different people. We're not Watusi. We're not Spartans. We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? Do you? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world. We are the wretched refuse. We're the underdog. We're mutts. Here's proof. His nose is cold. But there's no
nose is cold.
Goes on for a while, but it's a great speech.
Yep. Stripes.
Richard, you're up.
All right, Andy, let me go here on the beloved list that we have. Okay, sort of bad, but not. I don't know if we said, I don't think we said him. Terminator.
Yep, oh, on my list.
Especially in T2.
T2 was, and obviously they thought he was bad, and I guess he was bad to start, but then sort of went good, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll take that. Absolutely. Okay, I have one. Because he's really bad through most of the movie until latter part of the end. That would be Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump.
Oh, that's a good one. Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
I mean, he's so mean to Forrest.
Oh, yeah.
Up until the end.
But he's wonderful.
Yep.
Isn't he?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to just... look, there's no way to get around this one. I'm sorry. Don't hate me. Tom Hardy, Mad Max Fury Road.
Jeez.
But really... He's not a good guy.
The whole movie's bad.
He's a tough guy. You know, it did get 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Knucklehead reviewers.
Okay.
Can I say?
What do you think, Richard?
Yes. Anytime you say Mad Max, by the way, I know we've sort of talked about it, but you've got to be geeked out for Furiosa, right?
Oh, totally. I can't wait. I mean, first of all, I love the character. Secondly, it's one of my favorite, you know, young actresses, Anya Taylor-Joy. This is a winner all the way.
It should be pretty good. I am gonna say that.
Looking forward to it.
I am with you. Okay. Oh, I literally just had it. And now, okay, I'm gonna say it. The dude from Inglourious Basterds, the guy Christopher, not Walken, but whatever the guy, the German dude. What is his name?
Well, Andy? He's the evil one. You're not talking.
Yes, but he wants to go to the good side, and he plays such a good, or I should say this, he plays such a likable bad guy.
This is true. Well, if I may, what about Aldo himself? You know, Brad Pitt. I mean, certainly not a good guy. He's a mass murderer.
Well, yeah, but he's a mass murderer of the Nazis.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's doing good.
Yeah, but it's not even bad because everyone can like agree to not like the Nazis.
That's fair. Okay.
Okay. I just was reminded of one that wasn't on my list, but Andy, when he said Tom Hardy would be Lawless, because even though they're moonshiners, they're actually doing good for the community, and they're out to get the evil sheriff, and it's a really intense movie that you just don't want to watch any given time, by the way.
Well done.
It's really kind of gory, and as you guys know.
Okay, let's get to one. I'm not going to play a clip.
Okay.
We got to get to one that, come on, a lifetime assassin, John Wick.
Oh, that's on my list.
Hello.
Yeah, that's on my list. Absolutely.
I mean, that's a great one, I think. Yep. Richard?
Deadpool.
Ooh, I agree. Totally agree. That's a good one.
He's sort of, you know, sort of a bad guy, right?
Yeah.
But not like, yeah, there you go.
I like it. Well done.
And this one was on my list. Mel Gibson, somebody texted this as well, but Mel Gibson Conspiracy Theory was on my list as well.
I never saw it.
That's good.
Oh, okay. Well, what about Dirty Harry?
Clint
Eastwood?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a bad cop.
Yeah.
Good cop, I guess you could say, right?
Exactly. I mean, he's my kind of cop, but still, yeah.
I agree.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
Let's see here. Spider-Man. And I know what you're going to say, but in the arguably the worst Spider-Man movie, which is Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire.
Oh, here we go.
He goes all emo and he goes bad. But Venom. He's really good. So I'm going to go with that one just so I can say Spider-Man for the kids.
No, I like it. Venom, because he's Venom for a while.
Okay.
By the way, I just mentioned one. Go ahead.
You did. Well, see, there you go, Andy.
We'll let you roll with that.
Is that Tom Hardy also?
Yes.
Who played Venom? Oh, my gosh. I just did it. John, you're up.
Yeah, hang on. I'm going to put that one down.
I went on.
Okay, this one's maybe a stretch, but maybe not. No Country for Old Men. Okay. Lou Ellen, who is really kind of a bad guy because he did steal the money. Granted, he's trying to help out his family when it's all said and done, but the whole chase of, you know, the bad guy chasing him for the money, which in a sense he's really a bad guy because he should have probably just turned in the whole crime scene to begin with and not gone and did what he did, but he was a bad guy, good guy.
Okay, I can go with that.
Okay.
Shall I just jump in real quick again?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, how about Apollo Creed? He was the bad guy in the first two Rockies, and then in Rocky III, and played by Carl Weathers, who, you know, may he rest in peace, love the man, he trained Rocky to fight Mr. T.
Can't argue that.
All right.
Mr. T.
Mr. T. I liked Rocky III. I mean, it dragged at a number of points, but I enjoyed
all
the fight.
All of the Rockies dragged.
Well, that's true.
Come on now, Andy. They did. They all dragged. The first one especially. Some of those are it's like, okay, I'm going to sleep now. Wake me up when the action starts.
They do drag at times. But you got to admit, the first one, the romance in the first one, even though it was done slowly, was incredibly charming.
Oh, yeah, slowly, like you're going to go to sleep slow.
You don't understand romance. Richard, you're up.
You clearly don't. All right, I'm going to go with, where is it? Al Pacino in Scarface.
Yes. Well done.
Obviously, you know, bad guy through the movie, but you were rooting for him, right? Because
yeah.
Totally.
All right, I have one you guys may not have gotten. Iceman in Top Gun.
Oh. Nicely done. Okay. Nicely done.
Does that work?
Okay, how about this one? How about pretty much everyone in the Dirty Dozen?
Yeah, I agree with that one. Yeah, that works.
Richard, you're up.
Oh, let's see here. From Gone Girl, what is she? Amy Dunn. Or sorry, we see that's the character. It's Rosamund Pike. Remember?
Right.
She you know, goes disappearing and all that.
By the way, can I say also another wonderful actress?
Yeah.
I really think she's good. John, you're up.
All right, I have, this is another, maybe a stretch, maybe not, the dad in Dirty Dancing. Because he's the bad guy all the way through, doesn't want her doing this, doesn't want her doing that, but when the friend needs help, he's a doctor and he's there to help.
Totally. I agree. That's a good one.
Okay. One more round, then we'll take a break.
Okay, we got to go to one that John will absolutely love. Riddick, played by Vin Diesel in Pitch Black.
Yeah.
Definitely a bad guy who's the hero. Definitely
a bad guy, that's for sure.
You need to watch
Pitch
Black.
Bad actor.
Watch it. Okay, Richard, you're up.
Oh, let's see here. Andy. Oh, okay, this is a good one. Gordon Gekko in Wall Street.
Ooh.
Okay, when does he become the good guy?
In the second
one. Because he's sort of
No, he's not even in the second one.
He's sort of the good guy because he teaches him, you know, how to make money at the start, you know? I mean, do it shadily.
What's Bud's last name? Bud what?
You know, helping a young guy with his investment strategy, isn't that a wonderful, noble thing, John?
Yeah.
That's right.
even though he goes to jail at the end. Caller said Liam Neeson. Yeah, and this one's on my list. Caller said Liam Neeson in Cold Pursuit.
Nice.
That was on my list as well. So
nicely done.
We'll leave it at that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. 307-200-8222 is our text line. Roof Savers of Colorado is next. Make sure your roof is doing what it should be. And if you've had any issues with the wind, please give Dave a call today. 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
All right, Bruce Simmons, we heard him at 3 o'clock. By the way, anything you need when it comes to reverse mortgage, Bruce has the answers. Call him today, klzradio.com is where you find him.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, any issues with your furnace or your AC, give Cub Creek a call today. klzradio.com is where you find them.
Rain Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC helps save you money and stay ahead of costly Colorado regulations. For example, their dual fuel solutions use a heat pump for your primary heating and air conditioning with a natural gas backup. Cub Creek can outfit your house with a heat pump that heats and cools your home, coupled with your existing furnace, which will kick in only when the temperature drops too low for the heat pump. This solution solves the main problem with the heat pump, which is poor performance in very cold weather. And it allows you to continue to use the furnace you've already paid for when the temperature drops, saving you money. Cub Creek will talk you through your goals and help you balance cost with comfort. It's your home, and Cub Creek wants to be your guide through Colorado's confusing rules and incentives. Give Cub Creek a call today and start the conversation. There's no obligation. Go to klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, Alan Davis, Level Engineering. Find out if solar works for you. Call Alan today. klzradio.com is where you find him.
The big secret that most solar salesmen don't want you to know is that you should not have to pay up front for a solar system. Alan Davis has seen those smarmy sales guys knocking on your door right at dinner time, and I'm sure you have too. Don't pay them a dime. Alan Davis of Level Engineering will teach you about the PPA program, which allows you to have solar installed on your home at no cost. It's monitored and maintained, and you are guaranteed to pay less for your energy than you are right now. It's a no-brainer. The catch is that the company gets the tax credit instead of you, which isn't a big factor for most people. Alan Davis will set you up with the equipment you need, all professionally installed, with ongoing maintenance, including your roof maintenance, and a 25-year warranty. For less than you're paying right now. Guaranteed. Don't just sit there. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering at 303-378-7537. Do it now and find out how you can use solar energy to say goodbye to those steadily increasing power bills. That's Alan Davis at 303-378-7537.
putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, we'll make a few quick rounds here before we finish up. Andy, it's your turn.
Okay, I think Richard can appreciate this one. Snape, played by Alan Rickman in Harry Potter. What do you think, Richard?
Very good, Andy. Yes, I will give you 2 points for that one.
No Thanks, idea.
Sir. You're up.
Professor Snape, he's a very good, bad, good guy.
Okay.
Bad guy. Yep. All right, I'm going to go with one that he's bad, but you don't really know he's bad till the end, or I guess you sort of know during the middle, and that's Denzel Washington in Training Day.
Ooh. Good one.
By the way, don't watch that one with kids around, folks.
No.
All right, this one might be a stretch, but bear with me. Tony Stark, Iron Man, because he's really not a good guy initially because his intentions are not necessarily good, but they sort of turn that way as the movie goes on.
I think it's a good example. He's a totally self-absorbed
Thank you.
Guy.
He's an egomaniac.
I like it.
Narcissist, egomaniac, you name it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I got a classic one. Jack Nicholson from As Good as It Gets.
Oh, it's on my list. Good job, Andy.
Richard,
yep.
You're up.
Good job.
Oh, that is a good one, Andy. All right. I'm going to go with Dr. Evil in Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah. He does turn good at the end.
I almost had that on my list, but I didn't.
So funny.
Dr. Evil. Okay, I've got one, just because I hate this movie anyways. But George Bailey, Wonderful Life, because he's actually really, really bad all the way through the movie. He's absolutely miserable, but he's good at the end.
Well, he's sad. Is he bad?
I don't know. It's an awful movie. Don't ask me to watch it again. I watched it once. That was enough.
Fair enough.
It's okay. Awful. It's the most depressing movie ever.
Here's a classic one. Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Oh, good job, Andy.
He's this racist pig.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
yet he rescues
good
everyone.
Good one, Andy.
Richard, you're up.
Absolutely.
Fair enough, Andy. All right. I'm going to go with, here we go, Andy. Tyler Durden in Fight Club. Even though he's real, but not real.
I like it.
He's like a bad guy, sort of doing bad things, but is a good guy.
What's the first rule of Fight Club?
Edward Norton.
Don't talk about Fight Club. You see, Richard, you just broke the first rule. My gosh.
That
talking about Fight Club.
Well done.
All right, and so for some of you that have texted things in, I'll roll some of those off when Andy and I go rapid fire after we go to our last break. Okay, this one also might be a stretch, but maybe not. So Caddyshack and Judge Smalls, even though he's really sort of a pain in the rear, when it's all said and done, he's really just trying to save the golf course and club from Rodney Dangerfield.
That's a stretch, but okay.
And he's really a good guy in the end because he's trying to save his golf course from the developer.
Okay, why not?
Okay.
One more round?
Yeah, go ahead.
Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. He's a rogue all the way. Richard, you're up.
Willy Wonka, but obviously Gene Wilder's version.
Well, he is torturing children, but they're rotten children.
Andy, he's weeding, out the weak and lying children.
I like it.
Okay. All right, this one is not a stretch. Mark, who's the brother in Field of Dreams, because he wants them to get rid of the farm, give it back to the bank, get out of debt, and so on. Finally, at the end, after he sees all of what's gone on, he agrees that that was the right choice.
Good choice, and by the way, good actor.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Okay.
You're up. We can go another round.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Keep going, we're good. We got time.
Okay, this one comes in from Joe, actually. Leon in The Professional.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Professional hitman. Yeah. Okay, Richard, you're up.
Andy, I want you to know I was tempted to do Yellowstone. however, I decided not to because you've watched an episode, so I'll stay true to my word. But I'm going to go with one where he's a bad guy throughout, but he did change the city, and that is Heath Ledger's The Joker.
Yeah, I was thinking of that one, too.
He brought them together.
He did, and he showed them
He showed
what
the corruption, right?
Be.
Or the intent of the corruption, right?
You are correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Why not? Unbelievable performance, by the way. Unbelievable.
Correct.
Probably one of his best, actually.
Well, the one of the best. I mean, my goodness, how many performances can you say are better than that one?
Not too many. Yeah. Not too many.
John, you're up.
Okay, I said Cold Pursuit earlier. A caller said, okay, I've got one that you guys may not like, but I think it fits, and that's James Caan in Elf.
Oh, that's a good one.
Makes sense?
Excellent.
Okay. All right, one more round, then we got to take a break.
Oh, okay. I keep thinking we're done. Ricky Gervais in Ghost Town. He hates people everywhere, and even the ghosts that he can see, but he winds up falling in love.
Okay.
Richard.
You know, speaking of Christmas movies, we will go with Tim Allen in Santa Claus because at first he doesn't want to, and he kills Santa Claus.
Well, and Neil, who is the stepdad, same deal. He doesn't believe in Santa Claus until the very end. He's the bad guy all the way through until the end.
Well done.
And then they showed him.
Yeah, I think there that works go. For both of those. All right, I have one last one before we go to break. Breakfast Club, because there's several students that are actually really bad. They got in detention for a reason, but in the end they realize life isn't what they actually thought it was and have a turnaround.
Excellent example.
Okay, we'll be right back. Richard, I'll let you go. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
All right, take care. All right, love you. Ridgeline Auto Brokers is next. Two locations to serve you, by the way. In fact, the owner, Josh Goff, will be with me tomorrow on Drive Radio, so be sure to call in and tune in then. We'll get an update of what's going on at his second location. But two locations now, RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE-certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Andy, I've got a few from listeners, and I'll let you roll a few off. A big hairy guy in Monsters, Inc., The Rock, and Devil Wears Prada.
I like it. Shall I reel them off?
Go for it.
Okay, Ash, played by Bruce Campbell in The Army of Darkness. Magneto in X-Men Days of Future Past. Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You. Rooster Cogburn, as played by John Wayne in True Grit.
Good one.
Baby, Ansel Elgort in Baby Driver. He's an escape.
Yep.
He's a criminal.
Yep.
Okay, you got Mina, who's Peter Wilson in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You got Van Helsing, Hugh Jackman. Hitman, Timothy Oliphant. You got The Equalizer, Denzel Washington. Roy O'Bannon, who's a criminal, Owen Wilson in Shanghai Noon. Snake Plissken, Kurt Russell in Escape from New York. How about Joe? Clint Eastwood in A Fistful of Dollars.
Good one.
You like some of these?
I'm going to rattle a few off
quick. Go ahead.
So, of course, we would be remiss without saying Schindler's List.
Yep.
He really is a bad guy, but is really a good guy. And how about, I was going to get your opinion on this one, Doctor Strange.
I'm with you.
Okay.
How about Catwoman?
Oh, good one.
Anne Hathaway in The Dark Knight Rises. Yep. Porter, who is Mel Gibson in Payback. Okay. And finally, Death Wish with Charles Bronson.
Good one. All right, that's it, guys, for today. Don't forget to tune in the morning. Fix It Radio first thing at 9 o'clock, followed up by Drive Radio. Have a good weekend. Be safe tonight. Might get a little snow as it's all said and done. A few inches, by the way, on the grass, but maybe some on the north side and bridges, of course, as well. So be safe. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.